This is Punkanoi Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you had a wonderful week. Here's something for the weekend or whenever you listen to it. It's a great thing about the podcast. we've got a bunch of cool splits, some that came out towards the end of last year, some new ones, some that are just this month brand new. So some really cool stuff. Really excited to get to playing some of these. Been waiting to play a few of these for a minute. So we're going to jump right in. We're going to get to a split that you will find on Pirates Press Records. Two bands both putting stuff out on Pirates Press Records now. Flores y Fuego out of Guadalajara in Mexico, and Slaughterhouse, who are out of Los Angeles. Now this split, two tracks from each band. It's a split EP, and it came out August 23rd of 2024. Looks like it's probably the oldest of the releases. I'm going to play the two 2024 releases first, and then everything else is 2025 for the rest of the episode. I don't know what happened to Flores y Fuego's social medias. I think they used to have them at some point. Definitely don't anymore, but you can find Alter. I think that's their newest release, minus this, obviously. And I think that's on Bandcamp. You can go to Pirates Press for those things as well. And Slaughterhouse just released a new EP a couple months ago, like I think it was in January, which is really great. They are at slaughterhouse.la on Instagram. And as we do when we do the splits, I think it's cool to play the tracks back to back as they were combined together anyway for the release. So we're going to do Flores y Fuego with Manifesto Ruin and Slaughterhouse with their track State of Emergency. So let's get into some cool tunes. We'll be right back. That was Slaughterhouse, State of Emergency. I love splits. Sometimes it's two bands you like and you get new tracks or just whatever the combination might be of tracks. Sometimes they cover each other's tracks. So many cool things you can do or concepts with splits. But sometimes it's band like, oh, I know that band. I like them. Who are they playing with? And then you get to discover somebody really cool. Two great ones there from Pirates Press. And shout out to Jay, who always keeps Eric and I over here at SLC Punkcast, Punkanoid Worldwide, and all the POW production stuff, for that matter, up to date with the cool stuff that Pirates Press are up to. Next up, we got a split that you can find over on Tough Ain't Enough Records. And by the way, if you like releases from Tough Ain't Enough Records, well, guess what? Here in the Americas now, you can buy some of those if you go over to punkanoidworldwide.com, a.k.a. slcpunkcast.com. Both will get you to the same webpage. And go to the record distro. We got releases, tons of releases from Tough Ain't Enough Records, UVPR, and like 9 or 10 releases as well from Primatour Crew. So a bunch of great stuff from over in Europe, here in the States. Arena Sace is the band that I have. I have one of their releases. We don't have this split. Arena Sace and Streetwise, they put out a split 12-inch. And that actually came out on October 3rd of 2024. I actually have Arena Sace Beriznyak. And anyway, it's an EP, and it is a really cool EP, but everything that these guys do is great. I would definitely want to have the Streetwise. Maybe it'll be available to on the next time I get some stuff from Tough Ain't Enough. Maybe we'll have this one too. I don't know. But you'll get to hear Arena Sace first. They are at Arena Sace, so A-R-E-N-E, number 6 on Facebook, and then Arena _ Sace, so same thing, just the underscore in between. That's on Instagram. And at Streetwise Irunia, I-R-U-N-E-A, on both Instagram and Facebook for Streetwise. Streetwise started in 2017, that's awesome, and they're from Irunia in Pamplona in Basque Country. October 3rd is, again, when this release came out. Let's see here. We've got two tracks. The Arena Sace track in Basque is
Mugalari.
M-U-G-A-L-A-R-I. And I think there's two tracks from each band on this split, if I'm not mistaken. Even though it is a 12-inch, I think it is just a couple tracks. I think it's two from each. Border Guard is the name of, or what that track rather translates from Basque into English. And then from Streetwise, we get
Begi Bat,
which is One Eye. So two great tracks. Let's get to them. And remember, if you like Tough Ain't Enough stuff, go get some of those cool records. And if there's other labels here in the Americas, remember, if you're in Europe, don't order those from me. That's going to take too long. And shipping will cost you a lot more. Order them from Tough Ain't Enough Records. Order from UVPR. Order them from Primatour Crew if you're in Europe. But if you're here in the Americas, then you know where to get them. Australia, Asia, I don't know which is a better option. So I guess you could check and see what shipping might be on both, and then you could figure that out. But here in the Americas, it'll definitely be cheaper and faster. So let's get to that release that for now. You can go get at Tough Ain't Enough Records. Here we go with Arena Sace and Streetwise.
Yeah.
both those bands. That was Streetwise and the one before that, Arena Sace, if you forgot. Both are awesome, and so many other great bands on Tough and Enough Records. One of the reasons why I wanted to get those here and more readily available here in the States. Make sure you check them out, and remember, you know where to get some of those records from Tough Ain't Enough. Next up, we've got Shaved for Battle and American Justice. So Shaved for Battle and U.S. Violence, they put out a split, and for some reason, yes, U.S. Violence, American Justice, I know, they're different, they're very different, but for whatever reason, when it first came out, I thought it was like the same thing, just a different release, like, you know, now it's available here instead of there type thing. I don't know. And so I kind of missed it when it first came out, which was February 16th of this year. Yes, all the rest of the splits will be from this year. And there's some really cool tracks on it, so you definitely should check it out. Shaved for Battle are at shaved_for_battle_oi on Instagram. I don't find any social medias for American Justice, but you can definitely go over to Liberty or Death Records on social medias. Oitism Records, shout out to both of them. Both put out great stuff. Both these bands have been out variously on those two labels. Currently, I think their stuff's coming out on Oitism Records, who just keeps putting out bangers, man. Last year, a lot of great stuff. This year already, really great releases. We're going to get to Shaved for Battle's track, Accountable, and then we'll do American Justice track, Retaliation. So let's get to it. Here is Shaved for Battle, American Justice.
pretend that our communities continue crumbling around us while we do nothing. Our forefathers built our way of life and left it to us to continue on. We need to do everything we can to break them. The time to retaliate is
Justice, man. That solo was metal. That was fucking great. That split's awesome. A lot of great tracks from both bands. Shaper Battles track was awesome too. Make sure you go check that one out. Next up, brand new split that just came out. I think digitally you could get it last weekend, but as of today, this release and the Buzzers EP, I think it's an EP, are both available through Longshot Music, so make sure you do that. Get that there. Primatour Crew is also releasing this over in Europe. It's a split between Ultrasia from Montreal, Quebec, and Armistice from the Netherlands. Great release here, by the way. Three tracks from each band. Love Ultrasia. Definitely no strangers to splits. They got a cool one with Beton Army, another great one with Concrete Elite. And now Armistice, again, they're from Montreal at Ultrasia Montreal on Facebook and Ultra_Razia over on Instagram. And then we've got Armistice, which is Ronnie. Hell yeah. Shout out to Ronnie. And Roger of Savage Beat. He's from Savage Beat. And Ronnie also in The Reapers, Crown Court, Day Drinker. A lot of really cool bands for Ronnie. And I got to see him, which was great. Great to actually see him in person in Netherlands back in February, first week of February. That was really great. I didn't know this was coming at the time. Armistice, it's Armistice over on Instagram if you want to follow the band. I think on Primatour Crew's Bandcamp page is where you can find this digitally. But again, get the hard copies through Primatour Crew over in Europe and Longshot Music here in the Americas. We'll do Ultrasia's track Le Contrôle and You Decide from Armistice. So let's go.
Dans les murs.
stuff there. Armistice, you decide. It's a really great track. It's a cool split. You know where to get it. I know where I'm going to get it. Next up, we've got the bands Haywire, a.k.a. Haywire 617 from Boston, and No Guard from Springfield, Illinois. I got to see those guys this past December. I think it was December. During the winter time, anyway, winter months, they came through here in Salt Lake, which was great. I was glad to get to see those guys. And I'll get to see Haywire, I think, on July 2nd. Next month in May, they'll be doing a big tour and for like 2.5 months. So they're probably coming somewhere near you, and you should see them. And you can go find out those details at Haywire617 over on Instagram. No Guard, I think, are playing some shows when they are near their neck of the woods. But you can go to No Guard Oi over on Instagram and check on their stuff there, too. So this particular split, I've never seen anything quite like it. And I'm not saying it hasn't happened. I just can't recall it. But, man, they did something pretty outstanding. And it's obviously well-deserved because they have sold out of a handful. They've got, 14 different variants of this split. 14. All color vinyls, not a single black. So if you're into black, I am sorry. They're all 12-inch. It looks like they are picture disc on one side, I believe. And then because there's six tracks, they're probably all on the other. And this is speculation because I've ordered mine, the basketball, the red, white, and blue basketball one, which looks cool as shit. I've ordered that one. Obviously, it hasn't arrived yet. Just barely came out as this split came out on April 4th. Man, and there's so many difference. There's stores. You can go to the Haywire 617 store. There's various exclusives, and some of these, there's two of them that are at shows only, and then four of them have already sold out, and then there's looks like a orange, I don't think it's a spider web, but kind of from the view I'm looking at, kind of looks like a spider web design. Oh, it says days because Haywire puts stuff out on days. That one's got 110. They might have ordered a bunch of that. I don't know what a quantity that they ordered, but everything but that one are under 50. 50 or under. There's two with 50. The one I ordered is down to 42. The kind of teal, not even teal, it's kind of like a sea green or sea foam green. I don't know. I ain't like that. Anyway, five of that one, 10 of the Friends Family Forever Records one. So if you want one of these, you definitely got to order soon because they're going to be gone. Oh, the Oi the Boat Records, there's 50 of that one left. Again, there's a few exclusives depending on where you're going to go to get it. But, man, they are cool looking. Like I said, first press variations, there's 14 different ones. I mean, quite the thing to go collect. I'm super excited to get mine when I do. Anyway, Shirts vs. Skins is the name of that EP. Came out on April 4th. You know where to find both bands. Three tracks from each band. Let's get to it. Always by my side from Haywire first, and then No Guard's track, True Love. Here goes. We'll be right back. Bogard, man, that one is cool. I just, that whole split, the various artworks, I love the, it's called Shirts and Skins, and it is outstanding. The basketball jump, the fucking, I don't need, it's been too long, I don't play no basketball. Anyway, the artwork for it, great, and the all those different variants, man, just something I can't recall, so... that is just pretty outstanding. I really dig it. Next up, we're heading to Detroit. Two bands from Detroit. The DHC split featuring Bad Beat and D Block. It says, Detroit's two baddest hardcore bands duke it out to the death. And if you like what you're hearing, Bad Beat has an LP out on Triple B Records. So go check it out there. At Bad Beat MI on Instagram and at D Block. That's DBLOC. _ hardcore on Instagram as well. We're going to do 10999 is the track from Bad Beat, and then we'll do D Block's R Hardcore as all the rest. We'll play them back to back. Yes, the hardcore and the noise and all the stuff we got for the rest are a little bit shorter, so we're going to be wrapping up before too long, but we definitely have some cool tracks to get to. Let's get to some Bad Beat. Killer Detroit hardcore bands. That was D Block. Before that, Bad Beat. Next up, we've got two releases to wrap up the show, both from the Brothers Grimm Punk. So head over to the Brothers Grimm Punk over on Bandcamp, and you can see both of these plus plenty of others. You can go check out the Brothers Grimm Punk cast. It's been around since 2012, and that's at Brothers Grimm Punkcast at blogspot.com. And, you know, I haven't updated this, but it has been. So I don't know if they've changed it at all, because I don't go to every single source. Just like I tell people on SLC Punkcast and occasionally here, all the different places, but sometimes maybe it's not there. I don't know. But anyway, you can check on Archive, Apple, Google, YouTube, Punk Rock Demonstration, and Ripper Radio for Brothers Grimm Punkcast. Again, they put out two splits here in 2025, and those are Red Blue Lick the Boot split, and that came out on February 21st, which features Brothers Grimm Punk on half of it. The other half is Sodom Bin Laden. Brothers Grimm, they're out of Northern California, and shout out to my pal Didi Grimm. Again, go check out the podcast as well. I can't, if you like punk podcasts, well, there you go. And you can go over to punkbot138 to get updates on that and other things that are Brothers Grimm Punk. That's a two-man band, if you don't know that about them. Sodom Bin Laden is a one-man band who's from Southern California. So you got a NorCal-SoCal split, and Sodom _bin_laden_punk is where you'll find Sodom Bin Laden over on Instagram. We're going to play BGP's Stray Bullets and then USA Bombs from Sodom Bin Laden. So let's go with Stray Bullets first from BGP. Here goes. Take a look at that. Sodom Bin Laden, USA Bombs. That was Brothers Grimm Punk before that with their Stray Bullets. We got one more release that is also found over on the Brothers Grimm Punk Bandcamp page. This features two bands out of Portland, Carney Cum and Booger Beaters. They put out Grim Gravy Split. It came out on April Fool's this year. A couple trash punk bands out of Portland, Oregon. They share the same Instagram page, so nice and easy. Just go to @CARNY.com with a couple underscores surrounding that. That's for both bands. I saw a theme. There's bone in one track and bone in another. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go first with Scent Bone from Carney Come, and then we will do White Ladies Stole My Bones. And that'll wrap up the show. So we'll be back in just a moment. Let's check out these tracks. First, we've got Carney Come with Scent Bone. Booger Beaters. Before that, we had Carney Cub. That's available on cassette, and there's three left of that on cassette. If you go over to Brothers Grimm Punk, and there's also a limited edition clear cassette of the Red Blue Lick the Blue Boot split, and there's only seven of those left. So if you want to get those on cassette, you know where to go. We're going to wrap up the show here. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. If there's any cool splits I've missed recently, let me know. Always on the lookout. Love the splits. Next week, we've got some Paraguay, Uruguay. Probably splitting an episode, but you never know. If I find more, maybe we'll split it into two. Pun intended. We'll have two episodes of Chile coming up. One of them will probably be next week, the week after, next weekend. Some short songs. I've got a huge list of bands. And when I say short songs, all under 1 minute. Got a ton of stuff. That's always fun to go through. It's a lot of music, a lot less of me talking, because otherwise it feels like it's mostly me talking because the songs are so short. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Go get yourself some records over at Punkanoi Worldwide Record Distro. We have Under Production, Trashed Again's new album, Here Comes the Riff Raff. That is under production, hopefully here in the next 4 to 6 weeks. I think that's what the turnaround time is, something like that. We'll have that one ready to go, and we'll be putting Easy Company, hopefully by the end of next week, under production as well. Those will be the first two releases on POW Records, original releases, but also doing some international distro, as we've talked about plenty of times on this episode. So thank you again for tuning in. Thank you to all the bands who reach out, and we will catch you on the next one.